Into the narrowness. I had to bushwhack wilderness between a river and a canal. The strip of narrow land excited my imagination's call. Oyster mushrooms crowned new life on fading poplars. Nature's beauty blended everything, a blur in my mind. The bright sun overhead warmed refreshingly clear air. The light switch on, details materialized. God was here. I noticed the sunning carp had surfaced in the slow canal. The narrowness grew less. A gap between showed itself. A flash of insight hit. I must abandon my stubbornness. Two ducks flushed to confirm. Chills ran down my spine. I had forgotten my pen and paper. I knew I had to write. Then remembered, technology blessed me with a PDA. I grabbed the stylus to jot down subtle points in the note. Something was coming. I must prepare for it to appear. The distance between narrowed to less than 20 feet. Mushrooms briefly came to mind to quickly disappear. River and canal suddenly merge, catching me off guard. No way to continue. I was done. I had to go back home. I turned. In front of me, a fallen tree spanning the canal. Next to it, a long, perfect branch, nature's balance beam. No choice left. I had to cross. I must return back this way. God's presence magnified. I had been called to this path. Senses heightened. The something coming is here for me. I looked ahead to a patch of orange flame out 50 feet. A smile came. I knew it well. A sulfur shelf mushroom. I had never found one so early, yet here it was to pick. I bent down to cut it off the stump, collect it from my bag. Instead, I melted into a perfect peace. God surrounded all. More love than this, one could not find in the narrowness. This not the first time, the difference greater than I seeked. Narrow paths are often not the way we choose to follow. Yet sometimes we can gather something for our humanity.